The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Quaker Steak and Lube in League City. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Reports are now that Baylor more likely to fire Ken Starr than Art Briles. How is it an and or? Shouldn't it be both? From what all the reports say, both guys knew.
Guess it all depends on how much actually gets done here, how much comes out, which so far with this private school crap, we're never really going to know everything. They just decide that, oh, well, we're going to keep our coach and keep doing what we're doing and get rid of him and say sorry, pay out some money, and it's going to be business as usual. That's a real problem.
The name that's popped up now as the anti-D'Antoni name out of the Rockets is Steven Silas, who is the top assistant for the Hornets. He's also the top candidate for another job. He has been offered the job as the top assistant for the Golden State Warriors.
99% of the time, it's always better to be the number one dog than being an assistant. If you're aiming for the very top, then I think you go do the Golden State thing.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. It's a Friday. We are out here at Quaker Steak and Lube in League City. And we got the Atomic Wing Eating Contest coming up at 6:30. So if you're in the area and you're looking for something to do, come on out, hang out here. Very cool people, excellent food, excellent drink selection, and just a fun place to hang out. So a couple things. I know you were familiar with Jason Mayhem Miller.
I am.
Who has not fought in quite a while. At one time he was pretty damn big star. Well, he was he's scheduled for a title fight tomorrow in Venator FC, which I'm not familiar with. Is that a big deal or
no?
Okay. He's coming off two straight losses from 4 years ago. Well, he went to the weigh-ins, and he was a little bit overweight.
I saw this.
How about 24 pounds overweight?
Yeah.
So he weighed 209 pounds. And so they had to replace him in the fight. They're apparently trying to get him a fight at light heavyweight because, well, the show has to go on, right? Which I don't know if they've done. But, yeah, so 24 pounds over. Why do you even bother showing up when you know you're that much overweight?
I don't know. But they made it happen where they're going to fight now. They're still going to fight. They're fighting now at a different weight class, and they're making it to where Miller can only weigh, like, I think they're fighting at 205 now, and Miller has to weigh no more than 207 tomorrow. It's crazy.
Well, I mean, that's probably the biggest name they have on their card.
Yeah,
so
I'm sure.
They've got to find a way to get him out there, but
I kind of thought he was in jail, to be honest.
Well, wasn't he, like, naked in a church or something at one point?
I think so.
Yeah, I know he's had a rough go of it. So
he's not all there.
Yeah,
unfortunately. I mean, I guess kind of unfortunately. It's fine for me because it's a show.
Yeah, yeah. But Mott says, have you guys talked about this Native American poll that 90% are not offended by the Redskins name? Yeah, they polled 504 Native Americans, and 90% of them aren't offended.
All right. Well, even if there's 10% who are, isn't that kind of the rule? You've got to change it.
10%? Is that the number?
I don't know.
Gosh, if 10% of everybody are offended by things, then nobody listens to us.
That's true.
So, yeah, I honestly, I don't really have an opinion on it. I know there's a bunch of people trying to say, oh, well, this is flawed. And you know, hey, if this is one of your causes, it's a big deal to you, then you'll slant the numbers however you want. But you know, I don't know. It's hard for me to speak on something where I'm not offended by it, and I'm not a Native American who was called that or anything. So, you know, but if 90% of them say, doesn't offend me,
yeah,
then what do we care? Why are we up in arms about it?
I guess my other question would be, did they take a random selection of Native Americans?
Well,
or did they take Redskins fans who are Native Americans? Because that might be, you know,
that might be a little different. Yeah,
and if you're taking you're taking DC area Native Americans, more than likely they're Redskins fans, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know how fair that is.
Well, I need to know more about it, but I mean, 500 is a pretty good number.
Yeah.
Just depends on where they were. Anyway, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Another thing I kind of wanted to get into, apparently Nielsen, which does TV ratings, is they're working on a new system to where they can do a better job of counting ratings in a place like this. So we're sitting in a bar, and over here there's ESPN, and on another station there's college softball. Well, right now they have a portable device that basically picks up the ESPN signal, so you can tell if you're here and you've got one of those devices. And if you're in close enough proximity. But the problem with that is they're trying to balance this, because basically if I walk into a bar and I'm sitting here now and I have a meter, well, I'm not watching any of these channels. So it's going to pick up the one that's closest to me. And so you wind up getting ratings for it whether a person's watching or not.
So we would get ratings. You'd be giving ratings to that softball game,
yes,
right now.
Yes.
Although you don't really care about the LIU Brooklyn versus LSU softball matchup.
I do not. In fact,
even though it's a tournament game.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
In the Baton Rouge Regional.
Yeah. So what they're trying to do is get this to where they get credit for all of them, which is what ESPN wants. So basically, if you walk into a bar, you're automatically watching ESPN. That's what they're trying to get to for their ratings purposes.
Yeah.
I kind of think that's weird, man.
I don't know what the right way to do it is.
Yeah. I mean, because it is true that a lot of people will go and watch games. I mean, I do it all the time, and I go to watch a specific game. But there's five other games on. I don't think they should be getting credit for me watching them.
I'm with you.
So, I mean, these things are specious at best. They do a better job with TV ratings than they do radio ratings in terms of actually judging an audience. But it's still kind of goofy, because if you remember when the Astros were on Comcast and they were getting zeros, well, there weren't zero people watching.
Right.
There weren't many because people couldn't get it, but it wasn't zero. Politically correct white people are offended by the Redskins name. There are a lot of people who are offended by things that have nothing to do with them, but they feel like it's the right thing. And if that's what you think, okay. You know, I can't get worked up over it, man. I'm sorry.
I'm not easily offended by much of anything, but if people are, they've got the right to be, I suppose.
Yeah, I find it hard getting offended at anything, because it's kind of a waste of time. I mean, if you're intentionally trying to do something to rile people up, or you're stirring up hate speech or things like that, okay, that's one thing. I'm not going to get offended. I'm going to rip into you. But I don't know that – are they really intending to insult Native Americans at this stage?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't think that was the intent when they made the name, but that's the society we live in where people – find stuff that offends them, and it's not my spot to say they shouldn't be offended, because I'm not a Native American. So I mean if it's offensive to them, then it's offensive to them. If there was a team called the the Nashville Honkies or the Birmingham Crackers, I don't think I would be offended. I would just think it was a stupid name.
I think it was stupid, but if it had a really funny logo,
right,
that would be cool.
Right.
I'd be okay with that.
But I definitely wouldn't care enough that I would go out of my way to boycott it or try to get the name to be changed, because I just don't care enough about things, and I don't get worked up about things like that often, because to me that's not – it's not that big of a deal, but again, that's easy for me to say.
Yeah, I just, yeah,
I should speak for the Native American. I did used to live.
You lived in New Mexico.
In New Mexico, I lived amongst the Navajo Indians, and they accepted me as one of their own. So I can say that I shouldn't. That they, no one's offended by it. I'll just go ahead and put that out there for all my because I've dealt so much with the community, Fred. When I was in school, I was a very prominent figure in the Navajo community, and they let me speak for them. They said when I left, they said, "Go forward into the world and speak for us, speak for our people." Then I said, "Okay." So on that note, it's fine.
I once dated a Native American girl.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Well,
what was her
woman,
tribe?
Huh? She claimed to be Sioux.
Okay. Was that like her name was Sioux?
No.
Oh,
like, Sioux Indian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know. I think she was Hispanic and she was just trying to lie to me.
Well, maybe she was Aztec.
Maybe. But either way, we went out for a couple weeks. Wasn't that great.
No?
No,
what did she think about the Redskins?
Well, you know what? I didn't ask, but I do feel like because
you dated one, you can speak for her?
I can speak for her simply because we went out. And I don't think she's offended. I don't think she would be offended.
Okay.
So... there you have it. I think now we have spoken for the people. Does that make everybody feel better or worse about this?
Probably worse. Now we're offending them, probably.
Northside Mike, the mascot for the Birmingham Crackers, rides in on a riding lawnmower and shoots flaming potatoes from a potato
gun. That's exactly what the mascot would be.
That's pretty cool. I like that idea.
And he'd be wearing Crocs and jean shorts.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Crocs for sure.
Yeah.
Brett Favre, model Crocs.
Yeah,
definitely. I think that's that would be a good logo, but people would be offended. You can't make fun of us like that. That's not how we are. For one thing, not all of us wear Crocs. That's just crazy talk. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. Best thing to do is probably text the show. I got to give something away here. I've been threatening to. Trailer Wheel and Frame is proudly an official sponsor of the Houston Astros. In celebration, they're giving away two tickets to see the Astros take on the Baltimore Orioles, plus a parking pass. Tuesday, May 24th at Minute Maid. First pitch scheduled for 7:10. These tickets are courtesy of Trailer Wheel and Frame, official sponsor of the Houston Astros, caller number 15. You are going to see the Astros and Indians. Or, if you were reading it off of here, you'd be going to see the Astors.
Oh,
the Houghton Astors.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure it is Houston Astros. Okay, I'm going to go on record as saying that they are at, because I don't think the Cleveland Indians would not be playing the Houghton Astors.
It also says they're playing the Indians there, but later on it says they're playing
the Orioles. Yeah, well, whichever game it is on Tuesday, May 24th. I don't know if it's the Orioles or the Indians.
Whoever made this isn't even trying at this point.
I know. Now I got to look up the Astros schedule.
Boy.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know what? Maybe it's a doubleheader, a bait and switch.
Lamont says white people are offended by everything for everyone else. Not all white people.
I'm not.
I don't care.
It is, I can confirm, the Orioles.
Okay.
So they're Orioles tickets. See your Astors play the Orioles.
Not the Indians.
Right.
That would have been offensive anyway.
Yeah, are we offended by them?
The mascot, specifically.
Okay. Does that mean... Are only white people allowed to be offended by this?
My kid's team was the Indians this year, and I always buy a hat because the coaches don't get hats. You have to buy your own. And all the kids were wearing the hat with the Indian head on it, and yeah. I wanted to be PC, so I got the red hat with the C, which I think I'm wearing right now, in fact. So
well, you're wearing it backwards, so I can't tell you what's on it.
Yeah,
so.
But there's not a Native American head on my hat because I found that to be super offensive.
Really, I'm offended by it too, but that's why I want to wear one.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, to basically show that I'm not afraid of being offended.
Okay.
All right, guys. If you want to go see the Astros and the Orioles, SeatGeek is the place to go. It's always the first place I go. I've got the SeatGeek app on my phone, and I use it all the time to look things up. SeatGeek pulls all the tickets available on other sites and puts them into one place, so you save time and you never miss a deal. You can even set alerts for upcoming games, and SeatGeek will let you know if the ticket prices fall. Best of all, SeatGeek is always honest and upfront about the price. Unlike StubHub, SeatGeek shows you the full ticket price from start to finish and never surprises you with huge fees at checkout. So that number that you see, that's what you're going to pay. And it's not just Astros tickets, man. If you want to go to a concert, if you're going out of town and you want to go to something in another city, you can do it all on SeatGeek. Don't wait to find your tickets, though, because the best deals don't last long. Download the free SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com. Grab your favorite tickets before they're gone. That's the free SeatGeek app or SeatGeek.com.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow, live from Quaker Steak and Lube in League City. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, and the wing contest is underway. And I kind of feel like we bait and switch these guys a little bit, because this contest is a lot worse than what you had to do, Jong. Apparently, they were given two ghost pepper wings, and if they wanted to continue, they were given two atomic wings. And then if they wanted to continue after that, they got two triple atomic wings. And then if they get through that, it's the fastest to six of the triple atomic wings.
Yeah. There's a guy on the far right here who is 39 years old, but I swear he looks like he was in Vietnam. Like, he is this guy.
I've seen him in those black and white films.
This guy has lived a hard-ass life, I can tell. And that makes me think that eating hot wings is not going to be that big of a deal to him. So this guy looks like he was, like, beaten by nuns or something when he was a kid. I mean, there's got to be something that ages you like that. So
no, he's just been married more often than I have.
Yeah, That could be it, too.
That will do it every time.
Okay.
Okay, there you go. Twice at that age. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, this is a guy who's been through worse things than some hot wings, is all I could say.
Yeah.
So he's my prediction.
Okay, so we'll make him the
first. Everybody else over there is predicting the guy with the big beard in the middle. But I think that's too easy.
Although he's already suffering a little bit. I can tell from over here. He's got a little sweat going. The other guy's blocked, so I can't tell how he's reacting. But
yeah. The young guy in the backwards hat down there, he's like shaking his head and looks kind of sweaty and like kind of glossy already. I don't like his chances.
Did we lose the guy on the far end already?
Did we lose someone already?
Yeah.
Someone already quit. Before they started, someone quit? Oh, man.
Meow.
If you're scared, you should be at church instead of here. This is no place for you. This is no place for the weak.
Wow, so you called in and signed up and then came here, sat down, and then chickened out?
That's a shame. That's a damn shame.
Wow, so Jong is more manly than you?
No doubt.
Wow. Okay.
No doubt.
Man, I would have at least had the first two and said, oh, no, I can't handle this.
Here comes the next round.
Here we go. This is getting interesting now.
I'm looking forward to seeing who taps out first.
So I'm guessing we'll have this video up on the Facebook page at some point, because I saw Andy running around here recording things. I assume he's here to actually record and not just drink beer. But
I need to get an update. How's my guy look?
It's hard to tell. He's got his back to us.
Michelle, how's my guy looking?
Yeah, she's not giving us any help here.
He's good? Oh, my guy's strong, I feel. I don't. Like I said, I really think my method of picking was very good.
There's a lot of sweat over there already.
I mean, listen,
it's very natural.
It's hot out here, first of all.
Well,
it's a summery day.
It's kind of cool where we are. We were under a fan.
Yeah.
But they're not under a fan, and they're eating wings. I still think if I had it to do over again, I would have done what John did yesterday and not eaten 50.
I do too.
That was, I still don't feel right, man. That was I highly recommend that if you're going to do something dumb like that, you prepare a little better than I did for it. So, anyway, 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. You can also hit us up on Twitter. And if you're not here, you're kind of missing out on this. They've got them surrounded here. It's like a bunch of people recording this. This is like a really big deal. So, and, man, they're rocking and rolling now. This is getting interesting. I wish we had a video for this. So,
They're going to have video. It's on. Probably you can probably watch on Facebook Live if you want, Fred.
Well, I'm sure you can watch it on Facebook Live right now. But I'd like to do play by play for it with video.
I think that would be. I don't think we need to do play by play.
Well, we don't now, but I'm just saying it would be nice to be able to do it where people could see it.
You know, earlier this week, the UFC went out. Dana White and Lorenzo Fertitta went out and had dinner with Conor McGregor, trying to set up their. There's a winner already. Who won? The guy with the glasses there?
Yeah.
He's the winner, huh? All right, good for him. What happened to my guy? Is my guy crying? Son of a bitch, he's crying.
Boy, you could really pick him, Hoffman. Jeez.
Oh, that's a big disappointment. That's a big disappointment. I feel like you with your horse at the Derby. Like,
hey, guy, at least mine ran.
My guy was good, just not good enough. Just not good enough. Who finished second?
I'm not sure it matters who finished second.
I right? feel like if you're a real man, if the first guy finishes, you finish your wings anyway just to show that you could do it, right?
Yeah.
Right?
They're all laughing at us. I don't think that's
okay.
happening.
Well,
so.
Fine.
Okay. What did you do? All you did was eat 50 wings yesterday.
Who said that?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Go ahead,
I defy Chris. These guys to sit there and eat two buckets full of wings. That was a that was a test. That's a real manly test.
Yeah, it was a foolish test. But anyway, sorry, continue.
The UFC trying to book that rematch between Diaz and McGregor. They went out and had dinner with Conor in L.A. Then they flew up and talked to Nate in Stockton today. And apparently the meeting was going well for a while. And then Dana got up and stormed out of the restaurant. Presumably when they heard what Nate Diaz wants money-wise for that fight, which I'm sure is big. Because he's got him over a barrel now. And if they're talking about paying Conor McGregor $10 million for this fight, my guess is Nate's going to want a pretty penny as well.
Yeah.
So apparently they talked again after he stormed out of the restaurant. They ended up getting together in front of the mural that has now been painted in downtown Stockton that has a picture of Nate Diaz and says, "I'm not surprised." So I'm guessing that it'll get done, but it looks like Dana and Diaz are maybe a little far apart right now.
Well, Dana could be a little bit of a hothead sometimes, too. So,
no question.
So, yeah, this guy won a $100 gift card out here. I hope it was worth it. I would say the eating 50, not worth a $100 gift card, if that had been the challenge.
Yeah.
But that's all right. Do you see that the Padres are already trying to move Matt Kemp?
Oh, I'm sure. It's a huge disappointment.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Well,
the Padres, remember a couple seasons ago, they spent a whole bunch of money on the Upton brothers.
Brought in Kimbrell.
Matt Kemp. Yep, Kimbrell. They're all gone now.
Yeah.
They've gotten rid of everybody. None of it's working.
Yeah. But he's under contract for like 21 a year for three more years. So good luck with that. I mean, a guy could still play, but at that price?
Yeah.
Yeah. But there are some potential teams out there that would be interested in him, but would you get much for him at this point?
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, you're hoping someone takes the salary. You're not hoping to get a player back. You're hoping that someone takes a salary. Did you hear what Gary Payton had to say?
I did hear what Gary Payton had to say.
Do you think it has any? Do you think he's on to something?
No, I do not. Why don't you tell the people what it is?
Well, people are, you know, it's not about, I mean, who was it? Was it T-Mac who said it was a watered down
league? Yeah.
Gary Payton said that it's about the era of, basically it's a sign of the times now. And he doesn't mean about where the NBA's at. He thinks it's more about where writers are today. and that riders are more – there's less of a – maybe a bias. And I think what he is saying but not saying is that when Wilt Chamberlain was, you know, averaging his ridiculous numbers and scoring 100 points in a game and not winning unanimous MVP, it's because people didn't want to vote for a black guy. I think that's what he's saying. And he's saying now we're at a place in the world where –
Except wasn't it Bill Russell getting all the other votes when it wasn't?
I don't know. I don't know. But that's what he's saying. He says that Jordan, Bird, Chamberlain, Russell, Kareem were also worthy of the distinction that the Curry vote was about era. He said, I think all those guys were unanimous decisions too. It just happened in an era that went his way. He said, I commend him and what he's accomplished. But you got to think about who was voting for MJ, Kareem in their time, why they wouldn't have given all their votes to those guys. Which I would assume he means is race, right? Is that what it seems like to you?
That's what he's saying.
I don't want to put words in his mouth, but he leaves it very vague. He leaves it up for interpretation for sure.
Well, it's not very clear. He was never very clear about what it is he's really talking about. Is he blaming the media? Is he blaming the voters? I mean, to me, it's just another way to sort of criticize Curry for being unanimous when, for one thing, it's not his fault.
No.
And all he did was go out and have the best season. So... I don't know, man. I just think he's
Gary the Payton, best season on the best team,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, and I thought deserved to be unanimous, and maybe there have been guys that deserved it before, but, you know, people have – I think that's what's kind of amazing about it. It's not a different era. People have different opinions over what makes most valuable, and for that many to all agree, then that means there's no doubt. No doubt whatsoever.
Yeah.
So, no, I think he's way off. I don't even know if he knows what he's trying to say, if he's trying to hint that it's racism or something like that. But
Well, I mean, I think he's trying to say now that it's less racist.
Yeah. But I just think it's kind of silly. The fact that we have some voters who don't know what the hell they're doing, as we've mentioned on this show.
That is a factor.
For all of them to do that, I think it's a good thing. What was that, John? Oh, okay.
Oh, all right. I'll tell you guys about my computer.
Yeah, a lot of these voters need new careers, man.
Yeah, they really do. And if they're maybe bad voters or they're just not making that much money, they could learn about my computer career as well. Listen, if you're not making enough money or you're working crazy hours or you're going to be out in the heat all summer, ask yourself how many guys do you know who are working in the computer industry that are struggling to pay bills? You won't, because if they're in IT, they're making dough. There's a ton of good computer jobs out there. IT is consistently ranked as one of the fastest-growing job industries in the country, particularly here in Houston. Houston's one of the hottest computer job markets in the country. There's companies all over the city hiring IT guys. But to get the job, you got to have the skills and certification. Place to go to get those skills, mycomputercareer.edu. There's a huge demand for certified pros. My Computer Career has job placement specialists that will work with you to get you hired. And I know what you're thinking. Going back to school takes a long time. It costs a lot of money. Not with My Computer Career. You'll be in and out of school in less than a year. And just go check it out. Financial aid's available, including the GI Bill. Go to My Computer Career. Take the free career evaluation day. It's not going to cost you anything but a few minutes. It's the first step to changing your life and making more money. MyComputerCareer.edu. Take that free career evaluation today. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you. Me, acting like I was part of your property. Remembering all the times you fought with me. I'm surprised it got so. Things aren't the way they were before.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The 141st running of the Preakness Stakes, 5 p.m. Saturday on ESPN 97.5.
All right, thank you. Yeah, my reminder, we still have a segment left here. We are back on the Blitz. Join ESPN 97.5 as we celebrate the grand opening of Paradigm Training Centers. The grand opening is Saturday at 5 o'clock. All events are open to the public, so anyone can register. Tournaments include submission grappling, MMA hard sparring, plus kickboxing and more. Log on to info@ParadigmTrainingCenter.com for all the info and to get registered. I didn't hear this, but people were tweeting about it. Apparently, there was some kind of talk about who would win an MMA fight between myself and John Granato. And I just said, well, would you mind please taking those away before I throw them on you? Thank you. bringing wings around here. Are you kidding me?
I'm winged out.
Yeah, never again, at least not for a while. And I just said, hey, if we want to do a kickboxing match for charity, I'll do that with Granado. Give me some training time. Let me go across the street from where I live and train for a couple months.
Okay.
I'll do that for charity.
What did John Granado say?
I haven't heard back.
I
wasn't listening because I was working on my not quite as intense as doing 20 horses for the Derby preview, but still 11 horses for the Preakness, still a lot. So I was working on that all morning. So I wasn't actually listening, but they tweeted it. So I just responded with that tweet. So without knowing all the details, if that's on the table, I'll do it.
Okay.
So anyway.
Let's just say, because I haven't had my MRI yet, but let's say my ACL's torn.
Yeah.
If I had a torn ACL, would an MMA fight between John Granado and me be fair?
Yes. No, it wouldn't be fair. You'd still kill him.
Oh. And you're supposed to say, yeah, that sounds like a fair matchup. That's a good equalizer.
No, because something about you and Salisbury came up, and then so I don't know what it was. I don't know all the details.
Salisbury's knee's as crappy as mine.
Yeah. I mean, right now, you guys are both on wounded knees. So, all right, let's do stupid stuff.
Did Salisbury
stuff.
Say he'd beat me up?
I don't know. John, do you know anything about any of this?
No, I was busy today.
Okay, yeah, well, you're
right,
always
John.
Busy.
No, we need to figure it out. We need a report. We need a full report on this.
Apparently, according to El Jefe.
I guess those guys don't know that we ate 100 wings yesterday, and we're the manliest men in the world.
Yeah, apparently. But
better recognize.
No, El Jefe says, Granado said he could kick everyone's on the station's ass. So, okay, I'll take that challenge. Well, I mean, like I said, let's do it for charity. Let's raise some money. We can just do boxing or kickboxing. I prefer kickboxing myself.
Okay.
But, you know. Anyway, just that challenge is out there. If you can't beat me, I can assure you, you cannot beat AJ. I'll just start with that. You probably should not go to the top right off the bat. So, John, if John wants to do this, I'm probably where he should go first. And if he can take me, great. He's not going to take me. You know that.
No, I don't.
You know I'm going to train like a fiend and do steroids and everything I have to do. Anyway, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week. If you're just joining us, we're doing a 100-wing challenge between the two of us. I'm slowing down.
I think I've probably got 18, 17-ish left.
I think I'm around 15 left, and I am slowing down significantly. That was you.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm going to make it. I just don't know that I'm going to make it to the end of the show. John, I hope you got backup plans here. Get people to come in here and
that second belch really helped.
There will be hurling in my future. So you're just going to do this the whole show, huh?
I might. I don't know.
Brad brings up a great one. All the chicks in heavy metal. Hottest animated chicks ever, at least while I was a kid. Yeah, that was material for me, was that movie. There were some very attractive cartoon women. Just do your read before this gets weird.
Who got out of the car first?
The girl got out of the car first.
No, then it's definitely white guy's fault.
Yeah.
None of this would have happened if you keep your dog on a leash.
That's a big dog. That's like dire wolf sized dog.
Put the kid locks on her door. If you know she can't act right, just make it where she can't get out and just say, listen, if I got to do this where I got to walk around and let you out of the car every time, that's what we'll do. If you can't control yourself. Otherwise, we have to put you in the back in a crate.
Land of Steve. Last year with floods, Odor was a jackass. This year, more floods. Odor is a jackass.
Interesting question.
Interesting question. Yeah.
Interesting question. Every time it flooded, Odor, jackass.
Is that how he sounded?
Here's an interesting question.
See this, I guess it's in L.A., this weather girl who was in the middle of her weather forecast. A hand came out of the side of the screen holding up a sweater. The chick was wearing like a cute little black dress. She looked like a hot weather lady, which that's how you're supposed to look.
Yeah, the poor woman who was in the fight here, she would not get that job.
You know, even if she was really good at predicting the weather, wouldn't matter.
She could play a hurricane.
Stop it.
The guy wanted some advice. Says, I'm 32 years old. My girlfriend is 31. We've been together for 5 years and now live together in a nice house. Things have been slowly fizzling out, and I've been feeling like we don't belong together for a few months now. I feel like if I don't make a decision soon, we will be married, and I will feel this way forever. But on the other hand, Getting a kidney transplant has changed my life for the better in so many ways. I feel like staying together is the right thing to do, even if I'm not in love anymore. She gave him a kidney.
Gotcha.
No matter who you marry, after a certain amount of years, it's going to be miserable anyway.
Take it from Fred.
At least just accept that somebody gave you a kidney, you probably owe them.
Yeah.
And just have an affair. That's the easiest thing. Well,
yeah. Stupid stuff we said this week.
Okay, so don't that advice is not meant to be taken seriously. Okay, that's a little out of context when you hear it like that. But yeah, so apparently El Jefe was pushing for a Raheel versus AJ fight. They're not even close to the same weight class, man. That would not go well. All right.
I don't know if he's doing full on him. I don't know if he's just grappling or just strike. I don't know if he does everything.
Nah.
But again, we're not even in the same weight class.
Yeah, that would be the equivalent of you fighting Jong, basically. No. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Want to thank Jong for taking care of us back in studio. Tyler keeping us on air out here at Quaker Steak and Lube. Everybody who participated in the Wing Challenge, I hope it was fun. I know better. Great job, AJ. Decent job, me. We'll see you guys on Monday. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
It's Friday.
ESPN 97.5.